Welcome to Senior Living, brought to you by OWL Radio, a community service of the Low Vision Resource Center. I'm Chrissy Mernon. During this next half hour, I'm reading articles from the AARP Bulletin. And the first one is 99 Ways to Add Healthy Years to Your Life. If you're ready to make some positive health changes this year, consider this your ultimate resolution checklist. Keep this story on hand throughout the coming year and review it every 3 months for a reminder, for inspiration, or just to see how you're doing. Consider it our gift to you, a longer, healthier, happier life. Number 1 through 4, get prepared. Establish baselines that count. Do you and your doctor monitor these important numbers? Blood pressure. High BP is more common than you think. A review of nearly 1,300 healthy people, 55 to 65, put their future risk of hypertension at 90%. Waist to height ratio. Keep dangerous belly fat in check to extend your life. Researchers recommend a waist circumference less than half of your height. C-reactive protein, CRP, is a marker of inflammation. A 2016 study found lower CRP levels in successful agers and lower concentrations were associated with longer life. A CRP level below 2.0 mg/L is considered low risk. Ask your doctor if you're a candidate for this test. A1C. A study in the European Heart Journal predicts that a 55-year-old non-smoking woman with high BP and cholesterol and an A1C of 6 elevated won't make it to age 75. Let that A1C, a test of your blood sugar level, get higher than 8 and life expectancy drops below age 73. Number 5. Update your insurance. A 2017 review found that insured adults had a 37% lower mortality risk and near elderly people with insurance showed slower health declines. Check AARP's Medicare Resource Center to make sure you're getting all the benefits at aarp.org/health/Medicare-insurance. Number 6. Get to the dentist. Seeing a dentist 2 or more times a year may lower your risk of mortality from all causes by 30 to 50%, according to a Journal of Aging research study. Number 7, while you're at it, floss. According to that same study, non-flossers had a 30% higher death risk than daily flossers. Poor oral hygiene has been linked to elevated C-reactive protein inflammation levels. 8 through 12, schedule these screenings. Colonoscopy, mammogram, hepatitis C, skin cancer, prostate cancer. 13 to 18, check your mirror for these 6 things. Eyes, yellowing could signal liver problems such as hepatitis. Eyelids, drooping can indicate Bell's palsy or worse, a stroke. Lips, cracked or dry lips could mean a vitamin B deficiency. Teeth, acid reflux erosion can narrow or shorten teeth. Tongue, a white tongue could be oral thrush, common in denture wearers. A black fuzzy tongue, yikes, suggests an infection. Call the doctor. Your whole face, dry or discolored patches or changing moles could signal skin cancer. Number 19, get some sleep. A 2018 University of Pennsylvania study found that the effect of sleep deprivation on the body mimicked the aging process on a cellular level where it can cause cognitive decline and impaired memory. Meanwhile, a Frontiers in Aging neuroscience study found an association between regular slumber patterns in older adults and longevity. Prioritize your sleep routine and respect the Z's. 20, but not too much sleep. Another study found that those who slept more than 10 hours a night had a 30% higher risk of early death. 21. Snap a selfie and keep it on your phone. If you ever see something unusual in the mirror, take another picture, then show your doc. Sweat the small stuff in your body. 22 through 27. Understand these 6 scientific terms for successful aging. Telomeres. the capped ends of chromosome strands that shorten with age and cellular damage. Omega-3 rich seafood and folate-packed greens help keep telomeres long. Inflammaging. Chronic, low-grade inflammation associated with aging. Inflammation is linked to nearly every major health issue, from heart disease to type 2 diabetes to cancer. Lower inflammation with healthy fats like nuts and olive oil. Microbiota. Bacteria in your digestive tract that, when unhealthy, can promote inflammation and weight gain. Studies of centenarians, age 100 plus, have shown healthy gut microbiota to be a key marker of longevity. Good gut health is boosted by high levels of dietary fiber. Immunoessence. Age-related weakening of the immune system that has been linked to chronic inflammation or inflammaging. Boost your immunity through vitamin-packed produce. Sarcopenia, age-related muscle loss. A 2018 study in Aging and Disease notes that maintaining muscle as we age helps lower our disease risk and may also combat chronic inflammation. Your goal, stay strong with resistance exercises and lean protein. Osteopenia, loss of bone density that is not bad enough to be considered osteoporosis. Lower bone density equal higher fracture risk. Resistance training and calcium can help build thicker bones. Just sweat, period. Number 28, increase your aging advantage. Regular physical activity can slow the aging process and prevent disease. A 2017 study in preventive medicine compared telomere length in sedentary and active adults and found that exercisers experience a 9-year aging advantage. Number 29, if you exercise already, keep at it. People age 80 plus who continue to exercise have a lower death rate than those who quit, says a 2016 study in the Journal of Sport and Health Science. 30. Do something, anything. A study of 334,000 Europeans found that the biggest beneficiaries of exercise, those who went from inactive to moderately inactive, had a 16% to 30% drop in death risk. See, even a little activity goes a long way. 31 through 33. Measure your physical vitality. Get up test. From a seated position on the floor, stand up. If you can do so without help from your hands, furniture, a wall, or other people, you're looking good. To improve, do functional exercises like hiking hills. Grip strength. You can buy a hand dynamometer, a device that measures grip strength, for $30 or less. The test is weighted by age and sex, so you can see how you measure up to your peers. If your grip falls short, or if you just notice it getting harder to open jars, talk to your doctor about a strength training program. Flexibility. Sit on the edge of a chair with one leg extended. Reach for the toes of the extended leg with both hands. The goal is less than 4 inches space between fingers and toes. To improve, take a yoga class. 34. Join a team. An analysis of data collected from 1.2 million adults found that team sports offered the highest mental health benefits from exercise, though all types of activity are beneficial. 35. Do squats and lunges. They deliver lower body strength, a top predictor of physical function in older adults. 36. And practice balance. In one study, women 60 and older who underwent a 12-week program of balancing exercises improved their strength, balance, and power. 37 through 41. Enjoy these 5 potential benefits of high-intensity interval training, HIIT. If you can do HIIT even with a walking program, simply vary short bursts of fast walking with longer bouts of strolling at your regular pace. You'll help lower inflammation, improve blood pressure and heart performance, slow aging and increase telomere length, improve insulin response and metabolic health, reduce the risk of many diseases, including some cancers. 42. Have your own back. Strengthen your core and fortify your back as you age with plank-style exercises. A study of 4,400 people 70 and older found that staying free of chronic back pain can increase life expectancy by 13%. 43. Go slow and steady. Tai Chi is well known for its mind-body benefits, but a five-year study of about 61,000 Chinese men ages 40 to 74 found the ancient practice may also fuel longevity. Eat the good stuff. 44. Feed your muscles. A study of women ages 65 to 70 found that a daily diet of more than 25 grams of fiber, with a third of calories coming from healthy fats via fish, nuts, and olive oil, helped enhance dynamic, explosive strength. Number 45. Build unbreakable bones. Weight-bearing exercises slow bone loss and can prevent fractures. So try some weight training, walking, hiking, jogging, stair climbing, tennis, and dancing. 46. Eat fiber, cheat death. A 2018 study found that, on average, for every 10 grams of fiber per 1,000 calories consumed daily, participants experienced an aging benefit of 5.4 years. 47. Eat fruits and vegetables. An estimated 5.6 million premature deaths worldwide in 2013 could be attributed to people eating fewer than 800 grams of produce daily, or about 10 servings, according to a 2017 review of 95 studies. 48. And nuts and seeds. A 2017 study found that those eating just 5% of their daily calorie consumption from nuts and seeds reduced cellular aging by 1.5 years. Or maybe eat just a little bit healthier. That's number 49. A 2017 New England Journal of Medicine study of about 74,000 people found that those who made and stuck with even small dietary improvements over 12 years enjoyed a lower death risk, some as much as 17% lower. 50. Back off on calories. In a 2018 study, those who maintained a 15% reduction in daily calories for 2 years lost 17 pounds and enjoyed a marked reduction in oxidative stress on the body, which suggests slower, healthier aging. 51 through 55. Cut down on these five inflammation-causing foods: sugar, refined flour, fried foods, omega-6 fatty acid from foods fried in corn and vegetable oils and saturated fats, artificial sweeteners. Drink your milk. Number 56. A study in Cell Reports found that vitamin D3 helps to suppress a molecular pathology of aging. Researchers suspect this may be the reason why D deficiency is linked to so many age-related diseases like cancer, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. 57. Order the guacamole. A review of 129 previously published avocado studies found that eating the fruit and eating it often could ward off metabolic syndrome and belly fat. 58. Boost your lentil health. One study of older Japanese, Australian, Greek, and Swedish people found legumes to be the only food that lowered mortality risk by 7 to 8% for every 20 grams consumed daily. 1.5 cup of cooked beans is about 85 grams. Number 59. Book a Mediterranean eating tour. You've heard it before, but that's only because research has shown repeatedly over decades now that a Mediterranean-style diet, rich in vegetables, fruit, fish, and healthy oils, is linked with heart, brain, and telomere health, leading to longer life. 60. Cut meat, add beans. Many of the centenarians studied by BlueZones.com eat meat only about once a week. Those in the study who tended to live longer built their diet around, yes, beans. Make time for tea. Increased tea consumption has been linked with lower inflammation levels, weight loss, and reduced cancer risk in a number of studies. Green tea has been shown to be more beneficial than the black variety. Manage your team. Number 62, throw a party and cherish the opportunity to hang out with your tribe. A review published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences found that strong social relationships had positive psychological effects, such as lower inflammation, while isolation had an even harsher negative effect on participants' blood pressure than diabetes. 63. Say some hard goodbyes. A study found that people who are in positive close relationships may have a lower risk of heart disease than those who are entangled in negative ones. 64. Be a caregiver for yourself, too. Older adults who provided care to loved ones and experienced regular bouts of caregiver strain had a 63% higher mortality risk than non-caregivers, according to a study in the journal JAMA. If you're primarily responsible for the needs of a parent or spouse, be sure to give yourself care too. Number 65, apply all of this relationship info to social media. A 2017 Pew Research Center survey found that more than a third of Americans 65 and older now use social media, which means you've probably discovered just how toxic it can be. Consider reducing your exposure and using it only to keep up with your family. Number 66, thank your spouse. Marriage has been linked to better health and longer life for a variety of reasons, not the least of which is you lasted all these years without killing each other. 67. Make time for romance between the sheets. A 2017 study found that sexual intimacy in couples is associated with longer telomeres. 68. This is control your environment. Use your smartphone's full potential. Your phone has the power to keep you connected and also to be a data center for your health. Patient-generated health data, info from your phone, or wearable devices can now be used to customize medical care. Ask your doctor what kind of data or apps might be useful, but not in the car. Number 69, a study at Wayne State University found that older drivers are much worse than younger drivers when texting while driving. During a test, almost 40% of those 25 to 34 wandered out of their lanes while texting. Among people 45 to 59, the incidence was 100%. 70, while we're on that subject, beware that left turn at Albuquerque. Pay extra attention when you're hanging a Louie. More than half of all fatal two-vehicle crashes involve drivers 70 and older occurred at intersections, particularly when a left turn is involved, says the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Number 71, wash your hands and avoid people with head colds. The virus is no joke for older folks. 72. Don't skip the flu vaccine. A new 5-year study found that annual flu shots were just as effective in older adults as in everyone else, so no excuses. 73. See the bad guys coming. According to the 2018 report from the National Center for Victims of Crime, the crime rate against people 65 and older dropped between 1995 and 2015, but older adults are still at high risk for violent crime. Women have more than doubled the risk of men. 44% of violent crime victims in 2015 knew their attacker. Rise to challenges. Number 74, ask yourself, do I react well to stress? If not, it's time to reevaluate your approach. Research shows big links among chronic stress, chronic inflammation, and stress-related diseases. 75, find financial support. A 2017 global survey of 31,240 people found that more than 60% of financially struggling workers 50 and older would like to retire as soon as possible, but half expect to be working into their 70s. If that sounds like you, realize that you're not going through this alone and find an outlet for your stress. If chronic debt is your issue, consider looking into a financial support group like Debtors Anonymous. For those who need financial planning but can't afford it, the Financial Planners Association offers free financial counseling in many of its chapters. Check out 1fpa.org. Number 76, don't drink and climb. A 2018 study analyzed falls in older adults and found the biggest predictors were previous fractures, high body mass, falls in the past year, and taking alpha and beta blockers. An analysis of stair falls found that intoxication increased head and neck injuries. 77 through 82, beware of these six other symptoms of financial stress. The 2017 global survey also found that employees who are troubled by their finances are twice as likely to be in poor health as those without money worries. Here are six signs that your financial woes could be creating health problems. You may have physical symptoms like back pain, digestive issues, migraines, and anxiety. You exhibit more absenteeism and less engagement at work. Your existing health issues are getting worse. You self-medicate with alcohol and drugs at a greater rate. you have greater difficulty in quitting smoking. Your relationships with loved ones are damaged. 83. Don't cling to a dying profession. Moving on to something new is the new normal. In an AARP report, about two-thirds of workers, 51 and older, who changed jobs ended up moving to different occupations entirely, which may sound stressful until you actually do it and find that you have an exciting new career underway. 84. Don't ignore that little pain. A 2015 study found that more than half of those who experienced sudden cardiac arrest had ignored warning signs. Meanwhile, studies have shown that when cancer patients ignored symptoms, it was often because they were busy or because they didn't want to make a fuss or waste doctors' time. Save yourself. 85. Ride in the back. According to Boeing, the majority of airline fatalities from 2008 through 2017 happened during final approach and landing. And two analyses of the history of air disasters, one by Popular Mechanics in 2007 and another by Time in 2015, concluded that the rear third of the plane has the highest survival rate. 86. Grab your life jacket. The U.S. Coast Guard estimates that more than 80% of people who died in boating accidents would have been saved if they had been wearing life jackets. If your boat capsizes, stay with the boat. It's the biggest object rescuers can spot, and if you can, climb on top of it. 87. Calm that doggy. If a fierce dog is coming towards you, the Humane Society has these suggestions. Remain motionless, hands at your sides, and avoid eye contact with the dog. If the dog loses interest in you, slowly back away until it has moved out of sight. If the dog attacks, feed it your jacket, purse, bicycle, or anything else that you can put between yourself and the animal. If you fall or are knocked to the ground, curl into a ball with your hands over your ears and remain motionless. Try not to scream or roll around. Number 88, don't get lost. If you become disoriented in the wild, the U.S. Forest Service suggests the STOP plan. Stop. Stay calm, stay put. Think. How did you get where you are? Observe. Are you still on a trail? What landmarks should you be able to see? Plan. If you're unsure or night is coming, stay put. Aside from water, what's one of the best things to bring on a hike? A whistle. 89. Think young. A study of nearly 6,500 subjects who were 52 or older found that those who felt younger than their years had a mortality rate of 14.3%, while those who felt older had a rate of 24.6%. Engage your brain. Number 90. Define what drives you. Research has shown that purposeful people live longer than their counterparts. Number 91, raise your hand. Folks over 50 who volunteered at least 200 hours in the past 12 months experienced mental health benefits, but also were less likely to develop hypertension, a Carnegie Mellon University study reveals. 92, but only if you really want to. Half-hearted volunteer work isn't healthy. A Boston College study found that people aged 50 and older who had low or medium engagement in their work reported even lower well-being than folks who had zero engagement. Number 93, find your bridge. A new part-time or bridge job in retirement, either in or out of your field, has been associated with fewer major diseases and physical limitations, as well as better mental health. 94. Take a bath in the woods. The Japanese call it Shinrin-yoku, forest bathing, or taking in the natural world through your senses. This kind of nature therapy can relieve stress and improve immune system function. You don't need the woods either. Even the local park can help. Number 95, put your best skills to the test often. People who achieve a state of flow with their talents, total immersion, time disappears, no critical voice interferes, have greater long-term happiness than those who don't. Flow is also predictive of high performance. One study found that winning athletes experienced more flow than losing athletes. Number 96, kick around a bucket list. One study showed that having a bucket list isn't just for kicks. It can make end-of-life planning easier, as all parties, including family and physicians, will be on the same page about your life's priorities. Number 97. Hang around kids. When older adults share experience and knowledge with the young, they gain emotional satisfaction and feelings of fulfillment, according to a Stanford Center for Longevity report. Number 98. Dust off that library card. A study of 3,635 older adults found that book readers had a 23-month survival advantage and 20% lower mortality risk compared with non-readers. Reading was protective regardless of gender, education, or health. Number 99, pray for longer life. A 2016 study followed 74,534 women for 20 years. Those who attended religious services more than once a week enjoyed a 33% lower mortality rate than those who skipped church. And the next article from the AARP Bulletin is Attorneys Team Up to Fight Wire Fraud. Pair honored for work on scams bilking older Americans. Two federal litigators were honored recently for taking the lead in exposing the role of a financial service company that failed to protect older Americans from scams. Margaret Moser, an attorney with the Department of Justice, and Karen Dodge, a lawyer with the Federal Trade Commission, were awarded the Samuel J. Hyman Service to America Medal by the Partnership for Public Service. The award singles out federal employees who improve the lives of Americans. They were recognized for their roles in getting Western Union, the largest money transfer service in the U.S., to forfeit hundreds of millions of dollars after the company was charged in federal lawsuits with failing to protect customers from scams in which people were duped into wiring money. Western Union gave up $586 million to settle the case. The schemes often targeted older Americans, as in the notorious grandparent scam, where a caller is told that a grandchild is in trouble or injured and needs money wired immediately. Moser said victims were told to drive to the nearest Western Union office and send cash. It's a pretty fast way to send money, Moser said. People who are doing fraud schemes are interested in getting it done as fast as possible. Also, Western Union has a worldwide presence. Money from the settlements will go to partially reimburse fraud victims, Dodge said. The DOJ has received more than 180,000 petitions from people seeking reimbursement. Older Americans appear to be targeted by scammers at a higher rate than others. In 2017, 52% of all fraud complaints received by the FTC were from people 50 and over. As part of the settlement, Western Union admitted to willfully failing to maintain an effective anti-money laundering program and aiding and abetting wire fraud. The company agreed to implement stringent anti-fraud measures, Dodge said. We also have from the AARP Bulletin a tribute to George H.W. Bush from his son. In December 2014, George W. Bush sat down with the AARP Bulletin and talked about his dad. With the passing of George H.W. Bush late last year, his son's words provide a warm look at a father's wisdom. On important lessons his father taught, that unconditional love is liberating, that life is to be lived to the fullest, that defeat does not prevent victory. On why he didn't ask for advice while he was president. Well, first of all, the best balm to the job is love. To hear his voice say, "Son, I love you. I know what you're going through. Hang in there. You're doing a fine job." On visiting him in the hospital in 2012, "I told the girls we were going to stop by, but I don't want Dad to see us weeping. We weep a lot in our family, and so we go in the ICU and Jenna and Barbara are rubbing his head, and he leans over and rubs Jenna's stomach and says something along the lines of, 'There is death, and then there is the beauty of life.' And Jenna was pregnant at the time, noticeably pregnant, and we wept. It was a very sweet moment." On coping with death and learning from setbacks. You're going to have setbacks. The question is, how do they affect you? In Dad's case, it seemed to me that they made him stronger, more sympathetic, kinder. I find it incredibly insightful that after the 92 election, which stunned Dad a lot, he became very close to the man who beat him. He was gracious and willing to reach out to Bill Clinton. It's an inspiring example of humanity. Thank you for listening to today's Senior Living. If you have questions or comments about the program, please call us at 210-829-4223. This program will be replayed after 9 tonight. I'm Chrissy Mernon saying goodbye from Al Radio.